The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised. Welcome back to another episode of GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
Hope everyone's doing all right. It's been a while. We have not had one of these for a little bit. I've missed everybody.
We've been so busy with just a lot of like GUI main shows. Yeah, just the GUI stuff.
So we're glad we could take time to do another one of these. We know you guys love it. And we know you guys missed us, right?
This is the show we get to flap our dicks around.
Woo! If you have one.
Yeah.
Or a really large
quit. My dick is huge.
Okay.
Yeah. Huge dick.
So that'll make up for my tiny one then.
There you go.
So we'll go around and talk about, we'll introduce everyone and tell us your dick size. So to my right, we have Mike the Hobbit Bickett.
Hi.
Tells you everything you need to know right there. No, I'm just kidding.
I have a completely reasonable size dick. I'm Mike the Hobbit, the founder of the Geeks Under the Influence Network. And moderately okay lover. So
there you go.
Yeah. That's all we can ask for.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I'm a giver, so that's all that matters. Yeah.
And then next up, we have Katie, who runs a blog.
Yeah, nerdcropolis.com. So check that out. Doing 31 Nights of Horror started October 1st. And thanks for inviting me back, guys. And I'm excited to be on this kind of after, like, GUI after dark.
This
is
sexy
GUI. This is,
it's like an Izzy after party. Yeah, all the goodies come out, you know. Yeah. And next to her is Will McCobb.
Hello.
Come on, man.
I'm glad to be back on. You know, it's October. Time for me to talk about some horror movies.
Favorite time of the year. It is the best.
And you got some goodies, too. You run a little magic.
I'm performing at Gallery 5 for First Friday. They're doing the Gallery of 5 Fires. So there's a big event free to get in, you know, so there's a lot going on. Come check it out. It's part of the First Friday Art Walk. They block off the whole street, breathing fire. I'm doing magic on stage for a vaudeville style show.
Awesome.
There's some burlesque, so
yeah.
You know.
So TNA.
Very cool.
Yeah. Also TNA.
Yeah. There's,
yeah, it's, I mean, free.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Now, free's the big thing for me, right? I mean, as much shit that goes on in Richmond, I mean, nothing really ever charges a lot, but when you put free, it's like,
people are
gonna
show up.
Like, yeah. If I was in town, the wife and I would be going to this kind of thing.
Well, especially,
you know,
during Halloween season, there's all these haunts that you want to go to. There's all these like special events, whether it be something like Busch Gardens,
right,
or you know the farms that do the stuff, or the haunted houses. Like, there's tons of stuff, or even pumpkin patches. So free is good because there's plenty of stuff that you want to do.
In free October is amazing.
Yeah. Such a busy time of year, especially if you're into all things spooky.
Oh, yeah. Like, my wife and I brought out the calendar like about 3 weeks ago, and we started already plotting out when we could do things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, look, we need to set this up because our family is spooky. So we need to literally line out because there's so much shit, like, you know, to fit in, you know?
So I always take off a couple days right before Halloween and after Halloween.
That's such a good idea.
Clearly, yeah. I need to recover.
Yeah.
That and go after Halloween shopping because it's like
the day after kid experience.
Oh, yeah. Everything is,
dude, it's got 50, kid Black Friday.
Yeah. Off. It is.
Pretty much. Yeah. It is. And you know what? And they kind of looked at me funny when I told them how many days I was going to take off. And I was like, motherfucker, this is like asking your ass to work Christmas.
Right.
There you go.
It's,
like,
so
you
want
to work on Christmas? And they're like, no. Do you? And I'm like, I'll work Christmas. I don't give a shit. But I'm not working fucking Halloween.
No, Halloween's my religion.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of it, too, is that what I love about Halloween is it isn't really religious. I mean,
right,
there's some, like, religious-y
there's Samhain, there's Dia de los Muertos.
But for the most part, it's just celebrating spooky. And, like, that is kind of closer to my religion than anything else is. So, yeah, I clearly, Halloween is more important to me than Christmas or New Year's or 4th of July. I love Halloween more than America. You take that to the bank.
More than America. So, last person.
I'm in.
There's the last person on the panel is your host, me, Lowdown.
Oh, Mr. Lowdown Brown.
Yeah,
Brown.
You fail.
Yeah, I did.
You fail.
We just went off a diatribe of excitement of Halloween.
It's fine for you. It's this motherfucker.
Yeah, it's my fault.
It's cocksucker to my right here.
Yeah.
You're cut off from dry jacks for like four episodes.
I've been really looking forward to a dry hand job.
Tough shit. Maybe just think about that.
It's going to be a tough work on my own because I have to do all the work myself now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as you're doing all the work and you're getting like fatigued, you can
think about how you disappointed
it's exhausting.
Yeah.
If only somebody else was giving me this dry hand job.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then my beautiful mug comes into your image. And you're like, oh, he could be giving me the dry jacks.
So you just peek around the corner and grin and then just peek back.
I don't want to watch you jacking it. So no, like when I do it, I turn my head. I'm like,
hey, low down, come back.
Come back, low down.
Come
no.
back. All
right.
I missed your hands. I missed your grip.
So last time.
I'm so glad to be a guest with all this happening. Yes. Great.
Last time you heard from us, we were talking. We basically gave you a rundown of the GUI recommendations for a different horror movie every day through the month of October. Now, hopefully you've been following that, because by the time this is dropping, we'll have been into that calendar, and I hope, you know, if you did check some of them out, that you've enjoyed it as much as we did, which is why we brought it up. Really, that's why we do this, is, you know, the things we love, if no one knows about it and it's new to them, we share it and they love as much as we do, right? We got to expand it. You know?
Spread the horror knowledge.
Exactly, right? Give a better understanding to the love of horror, because a lot of people have this.
That is my mission, by the way. It's like horror. We're everywhere. Horror fans are everywhere. We're not just like into one type of mold. Like, we're your neighbor, we're your coworker, we're your friend, your family.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I learned from, and Will can back me up here. Working at a not to be spoken of video store back in the day, the horror fans are specifically, they just beeline to the horror section away. It's like, okay.
You can tell who they are immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it was every walk of life. Everyone. There was the
everybody.
There was the pineapple head cyber goth chicks that would come in and get horror movies. And then there was just like this wholesome, normal couple that were we want something where people die a lot, you know? Just,
I love that.
Or they want to, you know, introduce their kids to it. Their kids would be...
That was the best.
The kids would...
Yeah.
We want to watch The Exorcist. That was my favorite. It was this specific night. I used to work at the Mechanicsville Blockbuster.
I said it.
Whatever.
And they might sue us.
Oh my god! Oh.
The one that's left.
Right.
They're like, we need all the money we can get.
In Alaska.
No, that's why they let Captain Marvel crash through it. That's the last Blockbuster that's actually open.
I thought they propped that up.
No, that's a real one. That's the last one that's still in existence.
They filmed that in Alaska.
I don't know where it is.
I thought it was in Alaska.
No, there were two, and I think Oregon is actually the last one now. There were the second last.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Damn.
But these kids really wanted to see The Exorcist.
Oh.
And were the parents on board?
Do you think this is too scary of a movie for our 9-year old?
Yeah.
And I'm like, probably. But they were really into it. They really wanted to see it. And I'm like, screw it. If they start crying, crawl into their bed in the middle of the night and just shake the shit out of it.
Just go all in.
Oh, I remember young Will. Yeah. He was exactly.
But there were also the kids that were like 8 or 10 years old and they had seen all the fucking horror movies. They're like, oh, I love Pinhead. You were 10.
Yes. What the hell are you? Me.
Yeah. Yeah. That their parents were like, I don't give a shit. You can watch the weird sadomasochistic,
lots of sex murder in that movie.
Yeah.
She was killing for sex.
It was a BDSM horror movie.
She was murdering for sex. That dick was so good.
It was so good.
She had to beat motherfuckers over the head with a hammer. That's
truly it. Yeah, it is.
The dick to end all dick. I will deprive people of life
for that
to get
D.
more of that D. D.
Yeah. Yeah. To get that addict D.
Oh my, the addict D.
Oh, there's the episode name.
Can we get away with that? I don't know. I'll see. Can we get away with that on iTunes?
Well, addict D probably.
That's just the addict and then D.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and all right, fuck it.
Yeah. We're good.
I'm rolling with that shit. That's awesome. Oh, but yeah, there's
Yeah, I'm surprised Hellraiser didn't make... I mean, granted, it was alphabetical. We had very limited choices on our list of things.
You had AIDS. Why the fuck didn't you pick that?
Because I had to do fucking Hocus Pocus.
Okay, well, exactly. Okay. There you go. Yeah.
Did anyone see the latest Hellraiser movie that came out in 2017-ish?
No. Desire.
I thought it was okay.
It's not Doug Bradley. I don't care.
I know. I hear you. But I thought it was all right. Yeah.
I would have been more open to watching that if it is way down the road whenever he... You know, it's his time kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, so another 20 or 30 years.
You'll be ready.
I'll be ready. But right now.
That wouldn't have been a sequel, though. That would have been a reboot.
Well, technically, it was a reboot, wasn't it?
Was it?
It's not like a. Yeah, I guess you could call it a reboot.
It's got to
change.
Yeah,
it's not change like a remake of the original or anything. But it's a completely separate story, but it's like, it's like a reboot.
So it's not a sequel to the ongoing series.
No.
Which is kind of good because those got kind of.
Yeah.
The whole cyber one was...
I didn't realize that there were Hellraiser comics.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I need to go get those.
Yeah. I need IDW to get on that shit and do a Hellraiser meets the Smurfs or some shit. You know, like
that
some
would
real
be amazing.
Because they do amazing crossovers. IDW, I think, is the ones that did the post-apocalyptic Scooby-Doo comics that came out. They've done a bunch of weird stuff, so they could totally cross over Hellraiser with some.
Oh, there's limitless options.
Oh man, you do like a Vampirella Hellraiser crossover.
Yeah. I'm just got the idea of some sort of smurfing fucking
BDS. Wait, the Smurfs discover BDSM.
Oh no!
Oh, Gargamel, whatever his name was, right?
Yeah. He's like nose fucking somebody because his nose is gigantic.
Papa Smurf wept.
Oh no, that would be the ultimate, like, what do they call that? Like the gangbang where it's like 50 dudes coming, one girl, and it's just like all the Smurfs.
Oh my god!
Finally,
speaking of gangbangs, have you heard? Have you seen Society?
Yeah, I was talking about that. No one, you haven't seen that yet, right?
I still haven't seen Society.
You watch that?
It's so bonkers.
It's like this weird orgy fleshy thing. It's so gross.
There's a man who actually literally has a butt head. Like his head is in a butt. It's so weird.
It's like, you've probably seen the picture. It's like a giant anus, and then there's his head, and it's oof. It was on Prime for a while. It's grotesque.
I'll go find it.
It's hilarious and unsettling.
Agreed. But yeah,
it's like basically the parents have this huge fleshy orgy once a month or however so often, and they always send the kids away for it, but the kids like snuck back into the house, I forget for what reason, and then like they stumbled upon this as it's happening, and there's like this weird oily flesh.
So it's like Eyes Wide Shut but done by Cronenberg, like that kind of
and whoever the special effects artist was from The Thing, probably that, because that was, you know,
The Thing, that's
Like, no, so whatever the special effects artists did, the special effects in The Thing probably could have had a hand in that. Just,
Sad that we didn't have time to include that in our 30 Days of Halloween.
T was Texas Chainsaw, so it's like one of those, there's so many choices.
But you're right.
I couldn't do Tremors, man. I
couldn't do Tremors. Oh,
that one's just fun.
I love Tremors.
It's so fun.
Tremors so good.
Yeah, but The Thing, you're right.
So the town of perfection in Tremors, right? I'm interested in like this whole thing about like all these little towns that are in different horror movies. I think that's so fun. And perfection is one of the best ones.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I love that you really felt the spirit of perfection, which was just like very
dust.
It was very like kind of a modern day like ghost town, like prospector town kind of feel.
Yeah, they had like one road and like that was it.
That was it.
Basically.
In Reba.
Yeah.
I remember actually being kind of freaked out at Tremors when I was a kid.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like when I was a kid, just the idea of like, you got to be on the ground at some point. You know,
right.
It's like the ultimate game of the floor is lava.
Everything is lava.
Everything is lava.
But I mean, that's where those, end of the world survivalists come in handy with this fucking, bunker full of guns.
Yeah.
And he's the one that became the main character in this as the series went along, too.
Yeah, Bert. Mm-hmm.
Bert.
Exactly.
The second one wasn't bad. That's when they learned to fly. They flew in the third one. It was the second one that they were walking around. Yeah. They were the little ones.
They were running and stuff.
Yeah, they were running.
Yeah.
The flyer ones, though, that they projected themselves with farts.
Basically.
It got real weird. And they had weird names like Ass Grabbers or something.
And then they did a prequel, which is basically the first one, but set back in like, 100 years prior.
Yeah, it was like the Old West.
Then they did another sequel.
Now Jamie Kennedy's in it, and he did not age well.
He's come to cons.
Jamie.
He did not age well.
Yeah.
He did not age well.
You're great, and Bert's I love son. You. His son, yeah.
Yeah.
He comes to cons a lot. He's actually a Scream reunion at the con. We're at this coming next weekend. And I'm like, dude. Sorry about that, man.
Like, I'm sorry he has to field questions about Malibu's Most Wanted.
He chose to do that movie, so
yeah,
and no sympathy there, man. Sorry.
Like, you made your terrible movie bed.
Exactly.
He just not turn down roles? There's people like that.
Look, he puts his upside down visor on one head at a time, just like everyone else.
Just making sure.
Oh shit. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but there have been movies obviously set in haunted houses and so on and so forth, but can anyone remember a horror movie that was based around a, like, fun horror thing that we were talking about earlier gone wrong?
Like a haunt?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple that have come out recently. One was Bloodfest. So there's two. One was, like, Hellfest, and one was Bloodfest.
So I thought Hellfest was like an amusement park.
Okay. You're talking more just like a haunted.
I'm talking like Ashtonbury Farm, Terror on the Farm, like Red Vein Army, like definitely hard.
So Hayride type of shit.
Hayride, Corn Maze.
I was going to say Hell House LLC. Did you see that
one? Oh, I know what you're talking about.
That was set in a like abandoned hotel, but it was like a Halloween haunt.
Okay.
Like that was the premise that this crew set up a Halloween haunt at this abandoned hotel. Then the abandoned hotel ended up being like a portal to hell and all shit breaks loose.
Sweet.
That's a great movie.
Nice. I need to watch that.
That's really good.
Because I think that's a good premise, right? Like obviously we love to do that stuff. Like I'm definitely going to turn on the farm and Red Bait Army sometime throughout October and do all the haunts. But to see a movie based around one of those going wrong and like, no, the dude's like literally murdering the shit out of people and no one believes it because you're in the atmosphere, right? Yeah.
There was an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer where they took a symbol from a book and used that just as decoration for their haunted house where you had to go through the frat house to get to the party in the attic. And because of the symbol, they made all the haunt stuff real. So, like, all the skeletons were real skeletons. Like, the fake bats and
everything
spiders
came to life.
Oh, fun. Okay,
nice.
Cool.
All
right. Okay. Yeah. That's fun.
And that was a really fun episode.
Okay.
So. Nice.
Fuck yeah.
And a cool concept, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
They're like, oh, look at this creepy old book I found. Let's draw this symbol. Oops, I cut my hand, and it landed in the middle of this circle that I drew.
How convenient.
Oh, yeah. Look, oopsie. Now all the bats are real. Yeah.
Everything's trying to murder us.
Yes, everything's murdering.
Another one, speaking of, I mean, obviously, Hobbit, you know, on this calendar from the previous episode, you know, you picked Dracula for D because it's fucking Dracula, right?
Yeah.
And that's actually the only Universal Monster movie that made it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah,
that's true. Well, we had to get Frankenhooker in there.
I get it. I get it. No, I was just saying, like, no, that, and it's good that was there because we wouldn't have had one elsewise, right? Like, mm-hmm. I could have clearly picked Wolfman because W, and I fucking love Wolfman.
I mean, that's... It's also to pick a universal horror.
It's hard.
You needed at least one in the list.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's not, you know, the beginning of the horror genre, but it's close. I mean,
you go to Lon Chaney Sr. and pick out some earlier ones, but still.
Yeah, you could go, I mean, Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera,
Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now you're a Frankenstein short movie, like 20-minute movie from 1909 or something.
Yeah, that shit's ridiculous, though. Have you watched that? It is scary, like the way that whatever they used to make the monster, because it just got resurfaced and they cleaned it up, and I forget what article I read and that had the video posted, but now it is on YouTube and it's just this.
What is it called? Which one?
It's like Frankenstein's.
Okay.
I forget what it's
evil or something like that.
Yeah, I've only seen snippets of it.
Yeah, the whole thing that's been cleaned up and the whole thing is on YouTube now, and it's fucking eerie.
When I was a teenager, I had this Encyclopedia of Horror Movies book where it had like all the horror movies, which immediately became like not true after the book came out. But but in there, you know, I went through and was reading all the Frankenstein movies, and that's what actually turned me on to like the Hammer horror films and stuff.
Hammer.
That old Frankenstein movies, like Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell and stuff. And under Frankenstein, it was like the first Frankenstein movies from 1909, and it was like... it is unknown whether there are any prints that have survived.
Oh, wow.
At that point, they didn't know. And this was like my teenage years. So when I heard that it resurfaced, I already had that in the back of my head of the thing. It's like, I have to see this movie.
Yeah, one day.
And I just dreams of being like this, you know, the super rich guy that like sends people out to try to find the last print of Frankenstein, you know, like some
trying to find London after midnight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the same kind of thing.
Speaking of Lon Chaney.
Yeah.
There you go. Lon Chaney Sr.
Which, that's pretty much just accepted that it's just bits and pieces that are available, right? That
fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
Such a bummer.
Weird fucking makeup that dude used to do, man.
Oh my God.
He used to put himself in pain. He could do short snippets of filming for that. Yeah, that's badass.
Actually, badass.
Boris,
Boris Karloff for the making of Frankenstein could barely see.
Oh yeah,
because of the makeup was so heavy on his eyes. He did things like pulled the bridge that he had in his he had a bridge in his mouth. He pulled it out so his face would sink in. So I mean, just like that's grueling, getting into the character to the point that you're actually causing physical discomfort for yourself. Amazing.
That's so cool.
Right?
It sells it, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because now you have that sunken in, like, no, I'm dead, decomposed. It's fucking awesome. I love that, though.
That is awesome.
True.
Yeah.
The thespians. True thespians. People that were ready to dedicate to...
Good use of the word.
Right? Agreed. Right. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Classing up the episode.
Try it. We just talked about asshole faces and orgies and, you know.
Gotta church it up a little, right?
Give it a little credit.
We're well-rounded.
Thespian's going to pull it back, right?
Apparently, it worked for the panelists. Fuck you, Hobbit.
That's interesting, though. I would love to see that Encyclopedia of Horror because there's just like a treasure trove
of films
that are just like pre-1960 that, you know, you think about Universal, you think about Hammer, but there's so much more.
Hammer's got the most lost, too, if you think about it. Like, Hammer was never made it like as high as you think it would have, right?
Oh yeah, because it was so iconic. I mean, back in the '60s and '70s when it was really prevalent, but
kind of like the perception was a little like lowbrow, like, oh, this isn't Universal, this is like, right? Like, I don't know if that's a thing or if that's just in my mind.
They had Christopher Lee Christopher Lee, and I think Bruce Cushing did a couple of them. They had these stellar fucking actors, right?
Yeah.
Like, fuckers. But I know Scream Factory has cleaned up a couple of the old Hammer films. I think we're slowly starting to get what they can and bring it to the masses now. So yep. So, all right, guys, I think that's it for this little added bonus to some horror stuff for the month of October.
Just us being excited about spoopy stuff.
Spoopy stuff. So that's all I got for you. So good night and go home.
GUIPodcast.com.
Hey geeks, I'm here to give you a little rundown on what's happening for the month of October with Geeks Under the Influence. First up, pours and pasties at Strange Ways Brewing Company with our friends Burlesque Right Meow on October 11th. Then is Podoween. Live shows of Booze Clues and Smack My Pitch Up at the Dark Room in Scott's Edition in Richmond, Virginia. That's free, 21 and up, and the doors are at 6 p.m. So definitely come out, check out an all-Florida man version of Booze Clues and a super spoopy episode of Smack My Pitch Up. On the 21st is our next Halloween edition of Fallout Trivia. The 24th of October is Crypt Tease with Burlesque Right Meow folks at the Firehouse Theater. Then on the 25th of October is Busky stand-up comedy with our buddy Carltron, the Carlton K, doing the emceeing. And then the 28th of October, just a few days before Halloween, is another night of trivia with Geeks Under the Influence at Fallout. So come out to that and get your spooky on. I'm going to be in costume. You are more than welcome to do the same. And we'll see you at all our events.